Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Daryl Porter. Batting 7th. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting 8th. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball four. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wathan fields it and throws to third for the out. Pryor moves to second. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout fires to first and has Brett trapped. There's the throw to Bannister who tags Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Colburn and he is out, Pryor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Splittorf. Washington moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Colburn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colburn scores. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell scores. Bannister moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Way then and he is safe. Washington steals second. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Colburn strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Moore picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. White goes all the way around to score. Brett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1 White Sox. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a line drive towards the mound. Splittorff reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Orta moves to second. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Colburn strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor now playing second base. Mike Squires now playing first base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.